News and Breaking Press TV, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the U.S. Senate admits the Obama administration has succeeded in rallying support for the Iran Action Plan. Republican Bob Corker expressed doubt whether the opponents could reject the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. He's known for his anti-Iran stances. The IAEA chief says Iran has provided the agency with substantive data regarding the alleged military dimension of the country's nuclear program. Yukio Amado said it would be too early to comment on the value of the information submitted last week. Iran has rejected any military aspect to its nuclear program. Iranian ambassador to Syria, Mohammad Shabani, has visited IRIB's wounded reporter at a hospital in the port city of Latakia. Mohammad Hassan Hosseini sustained severe injuries while covering Syrian military operations in the west of the country on Monday. A mortar attack by foreign-backed terrorists caused the incident. Clashes have once again erupted between Lebanese protesters and police in the capital, Beirut. Protests began on Saturday after piles of rubbish began to accumulate across the city. Beirut has been the scene of violent clashes since then, which have left a protester dead and dozens of people injured. Spain and Morocco have jointly arrested 14 people suspected of having links with the ISIL terrorist group. They are accused of recruiting people for Daesh in Iraq and Syria. Foreign nationals from over 90 countries have joined the terrorist group. Their return has triggered concern among Western officials. Asylum seekers and activists have marched in the German city of Magdeburg to denounce what they call Germany's racist asylum laws. They call for respecting the rights of asylum seekers. The protesters also criticize deportations under the so-called Dublin Regulation, which allows Germany to deport asylum seekers. The Syrian president has described Russia's policy towards the Syrian crisis as sincere and transparent. Bashar al-Assad said that he has strong confidence in Moscow's principled policy in dealing with the crisis. Assad described terrorists in Syria as lackeys of Israel. He says Syrians will continue to fight against terrorist groups. U.S. stocks have once again plunged amid continued uncertainty in global markets and worries of a broader meltdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed more than 200 points at the closing bell. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also finished in the red. Market analysts predict a volatile scenario until next week.